Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
Another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day to take a look at the attempt by President Biden to vault from some of the energy of his State of the Union address into the position of being a strong, popular incumbent. Well, nice try, as they say. The figures are finally in on how many people actually watched the State of the Union address. Most people who watched it, according to all the polls, were a self-selecting group, people who wanted to hear from President Biden. But what's amazing about it is it was such a low turnout, such a low participation. It's that since they've been measuring State of the Union participation over 30 years, this is the second lowest audience for a State of the Union address. And they missed all the fun and all the action and the back and forth with the Democrats. There's a piece in the New York Times today by their TV critic about how this helped Biden enormously. Well, it didn't help Biden that much because nobody saw it. And that's a real problem. What could help Biden and maybe hurt the Republicans very badly would be there's a piece in Newser that argues that if Nikki Haley does jump in, it would almost surely hurt Ron DeSantis and help Donald Trump and help him win the nomination. We will get to that and the logic behind it on the Michael Medved Show. We'll also be talking about the Chinese balloon and the continued controversy about the balloon. It's not going to be a major issue in the election. It's going to drop out. I mean, unless we have another balloon attack, which it seems to me is most unlikely. But the idea is we now know that they've been putting forward these what are called red zeppelins. Get it? I mean, that's Wall Street Journal's trying that. The idea that these red zeppelins have been cruising all over the world. I mean, why are they spying on South America? And the idea basically being that this is just part of the priorities of Chinese intelligence. They want to be very prepared for global war. And this now concerning the idea that there are American generals who believe that war with China is inevitable and is likely to occur by 2025, which really is very soon. Would we be ready for it? We're going to be speaking with a veteran of the Navy and of Navy planning, and it's Captain William J. Toady of the U.S. Navy, who is writing about how we are not prepared. And people say, yeah, but the Americans weren't prepared before Pearl Harbor either, but they came fighting back and producing new planes and tanks and helping to draft and recruit 16 million men. And this time, even though we'll be dealing with men and women, we have a gigantic problem, which is 77% of the people in the age group that would be primed for defending our country, that's 18 to 25, are ineligible for service based upon their health, their drug use, their criminal records, or, for most of them, overweight. So what do we do about it? We'll be talking to Captain Toady later in the show. Meanwhile, in terms of what's going on around the world, there was a inspiring trip, another one, by President Zelensky of Ukraine, who went to London. He spoke to Parliament. He was very effective, as he always is. His previous trip to London, he had been given the honor of sitting in Churchill's chair. And the interesting thing is that most people don't know this, but Zelensky, they do know that Zelensky is not a tall man. He's a short man. And so was Churchill, which most people don't recognize because he's such a gigantic figure in our history. He was a small individual in person. But Zelensky sat in his chair. He now has gone to London and to Paris, met with Scholz, the German chancellor, and Macron, and all preparing to counteract and maybe overturn what Russia is doing. The report now is that they are massing 1,800 tanks. Let's just think about that for a moment. We're talking about trying to get 100 or 200 tanks to help the Ukrainians, and the Russians are massing 1,800 tanks. Look, you can believe that the Ukrainians will have better equipment because their tanks were made in Britain or in Germany or in the United States. And however, the numbers are just staggering. 700 aircraft and 500,000 men, all being massed for the new Ukrainian assault in 10 days. Zelensky was basically begging the United Kingdom, which is even more pro-Ukraine than we are, under the prime ministership of Rishi Sunak. And that's basically something that could be coming up at any moment as we approach the anniversary, the one-year anniversary of the war. There's also some indication of bipartisanship breaking out in the House of Representatives, which is amazing. There was just a measure that passed the House of Representatives 419-0. The fact that nobody dissented, I mean, not Rashida Tlaib or Ilhan Omar or Ayanna Presley or Cori Bush or any of the people on the far left or any of the people on the far right, not Lauren Boebert, not Marjorie Taylor Greene, not Matt Gaetz. So what was it that brought people together? We will get to that. The Karl Rove piece today, and he writes generally on Thursdays in the Wall Street Journal, and what he writes was that Biden's State of the Union was a bad bet, and not just because of the small audience it drew on television. He writes that his speech was a gigantic political bet. Team Biden knows that Americans feel both that the economy is in bad shape and that things have gotten worse for their families since he took office. Workers' wages rose less than prices last year, which probably explains these sour feelings. This, along with his malaprops and advanced age, have left only about one quarter of Americans confident in his ability to run the White House. Only 37% of Democrats want him to run again. And we covered that poll before the State of the Union address. 62% of Democrats said they wanted him not to run. Not to run. Lest anyone think things are on the upswing, it was 52% who wanted him to run again before the midterms. Even last month's jobs numbers haven't helped Mr. Biden. In a February 1st Washington Post ABC poll, 60% of respondents say Mr. Biden has not made progress in creating more good jobs in their communities. That's part of the president's bigger problem. 62%, and this is in February 1st, it's very recent, say he has accomplished not very much or little or nothing while he's occupied the Oval Office. So what happens? Where do they go? James Carville has his ideas, but it includes a term that is, well, described as racially insensitive. What is it? Not what you think. We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
The Michael MedVet Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Okay, it's winter time, and that shouldn't stop you from going outdoors and enjoying yourself and getting some exercise. Relief Factor can help with that cause. Relief Factor is natural. It consists of fish oil and turmeric primarily and other ingredients that have been tested and shown to be remarkably effective. A Relief Factor can make you feel better and give you an opportunity to enjoy all kinds of aspects of an active life that you may have been prevented from enjoying in the past. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner. There's a special price available for what is called a quick start with Relief Factor. You take these tablets, which are entirely natural, no chemicals, no preservatives of any kind. This is a wonderful product that we heartily endorse. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
President Biden today is touring Florida, trying to put an emphasis on what he believes is a surging economy. Let us hope that he is right. That would benefit the entire country, and it wouldn't necessarily reelect him, even if it was. I mean, the numbers on Joe Biden and the amount of confidence that he draws, the amount of reluctance there is, even among people who are self-identified Democrats, and who have no intention of voting Republican, but who can't see themselves voting for an 82-year-old Joe Biden. And no, he's not 82 yet, but he would be at the time that he is inaugurated as president for a second term. Be 82 at the beginning of his second term, 86 at the end of his second term. One of the things that I was wondering about, and if there's anybody out there who's an actuary, in Los Angeles, one of our good friends had the exciting job of being an actuary, somebody who looks at numbers and insurance risks and what numbers can tell you about what's likely to happen. When you're 80, just say you're 80, right, as President Biden is now, what are the chances in that year between 80 and 81 that you have some medical misfortune? They're not insignificant. I mean, when you talk about life expectancy, and there's every indication that Joe Biden is an unusually healthy guy. He works out. He takes care of himself. He's had medical problems in the past. But this used to be something that we talked about and thought about a great deal. There was, with President Eisenhower, there were two heart attacks, and people were deeply concerned. There were, Richard Nixon was vice president at the time, and it was a difficult moment. And we had the president of the United States, former general in chief of the European theater in World War II, a national hero, and he was sick. We've had all kinds of situations with President Johnson. President Nixon himself had serious medical issues. And I'm not saying that's the only way that Joe Biden loses, but that has to be on people's minds. And he did one thing in this State of the Union that I think most people recognize was mission accomplished. He looked energetic and feisty and vital, not sharp as a tack, not brilliant, none of that, but more energetic than you would expect for an 80-year-old guy. But that number of being 80 years old, which was emphasized by Sarah Huckabee Sanders in her response to President Biden, she emphasized the fact that he's 80, she's 40. And how much we need a new generation and to maybe finally get done with the baby boomers. By the way, Joe Biden doesn't even officially count as a baby boomer because he's too old. He's still the very tail end of the greatest generation. The point that Karl Rove makes about what's going on is that it's remarkable that on Tuesday night, that would be the night before last, the State of the Union night, Mr. Biden doubled down. He's betting big that the economy is already turning around. He crowed loudly about its improving state, rewrote history where needed. 2 years ago, he said, the economy was reeling. Well, no, it wasn't. I mean, people can remember. We had 4 years of a mostly very successful economy under President Trump. Something you can't take away from him, and you can't obscure that from people's memories. He urged Americans to finish the job. That phrase, writes Karl Rove, was the subject line of a fundraising email he sent out at 10:24 p.m. asking for $7 for the DNC, the Democratic National Committee. Apparently, he sent this out while in the limo back to the White House. He's teasing. Obviously, it was prepared before. Now we know his 2024 reelection slogan. Finish the job? Would that work? Will staying the course work for Mr. Biden, asks Grove? Maybe. That strategy paid off for Ronald Reagan, who had worse polling and worse economic numbers at this point in his first term. But Mr. Reagan had something Mr. Biden doesn't have, a good plan. While Fed Chairman Paul Volcker was aggressively stamping out inflation, Mr. Reagan was cutting taxes, slashing red tape and unnecessary regulation, freeing up the economy, reining in Washington spending, and creating confidence through an optimistic but realistic conversation about the nation's challenges. By contrast, Mr. Biden raised taxes, dramatically scaled up the regulatory burden, puffed up domestic government spending, and undermined public confidence with his bumbling ways. Is that fair? Yeah, it's fair. It's fair and accurate. On Tuesday, he advocated for more of the same for the next 2 years. House Republicans will, of course, keep this from happening. But if the economy recovers, the president will argue it was in spite of the GOP intransigence. If inflation does not dissipate or a recession arrives, Mr. Biden will blame the Republicans. And the Republicans did not have an ideal presentation of their case. And this wasn't the fault of Sarah Huckabee Sanders. It was the fault of people in that House chamber. Here's what James Carville said about this on MSNBC, particularly about one Marjorie Taylor Greene and her colleagues. Listen.
You know, I told people I have a PhD in white trashology, and you saw real white trash on display. And let me say something about Congressman Marjorie Taylor Greene. She dresses like white trash. She really needs a fashion consultant. Could I recommend George Santos? He can do a good job of dressing up where she doesn't announce her white trash them by her own clothes.
Well, okay,
hat.
James.
Is that fair, James? I'm glad no one in the government or in the politics right now said that. Because, I mean, I had noticed, if you remember what Marjorie Taylor Greene was wearing, she was wearing a heavy coat and there was a fake fur collar, and which she never took off. I mean, and my wife Diane, when we were talking about it, says, don't mention the way she dressed. Don't mention it. You are not anyone to talk about clothing. And she's right about that. So we let James Carville get it. What else did he have to say? Is it okay to call people like Marjorie Taylor Greene white trash? Or does that only strengthen her? Will she only lift that up, use that like the way that Hillary Clinton used the deplorables? And that didn't help Hillary Clinton. It helped Donald Trump. Is it deplorable to use the term white trash? More coming up on the Midday Show.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The House has unanimously passed a resolution condemning China's use of a spy balloon over the USA, calling it a brazen violation of U.S. sovereignty. In the Senate, Deputy Defense Secretary Melissa Dalton told a hearing why it was important to shoot down the balloon over water and recover the wreckage.
Key part of the calculus for this operation was the ability to salvage, understand, and exploit the capabilities of the high-altitude balloon.
The numbers keep growing. Now 20,000 confirmed dead in Turkey and Syria from this week's earthquakes. A major mea culpa from Southwest Airlines.
Let me be clear.
We messed up.
COO Andrew Watterson apologized for canceling 16,000 flights around the holidays. He told a congressional hearing the airline will compensate people, and it is upgrading its scheduling system to the tune of $1 billion. Rich Johnson, USA News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Well, nice to start to think that you're going to start to feel nice. You turn me.
Just keep listening.
I listen to this show 4 hours a day.
To Michael Medved.
And on the Michael Medved show, yeah, I may be mean, but I know enough, I think, not to call people white trash. This is a James Carville approach to the Republican Party. And the idea that this is insensitive and inappropriate, again, just go back to the idea of somebody who is in the elite. And I know he's the raging Cajun, but he makes millions of dollars a year. He is a very wealthy, privileged guy. He's still married to Mary Matlin and one of the more interesting political pairings of recent times. But James Carville, who was a primary aide to Bill Clinton, who helped get him elected in 1992, has been a member of the Washington establishment for a very long time. And for him to say to some newcomers in Washington, like Lauren Boebert, now look, I was just reading a little bit about Lauren Boebert's criminal record, which is extensive, and her ex-husband's as well. Her ex-husband was arrested for one night out with Lauren Boebert before she was Mrs. Boebert. He was arrested for exposing himself to two other women.
Hot dog.
Well, that's exactly. And no mustard. I
just
mean,
stop it.
Yes. The idea that this is a different view of the Republican Party than it has traditionally been the leadership of the party. I mean, you think about the Republican candidates for president over recent years, including people like Mitt Romney and John McCain and President Bush, and then the previous President Bush and Rob Dole, another war hero. The idea that right now the Republican Party has something of an image problem. It's true, but they will help the Republican Party with their image problem by using terms like white trash. And what was so wrong about Hillary Clinton saying that the support for Donald Trump in 2016 was made up of a basket of deplorables? Now, she didn't say everybody who was supporting Trump was a basket of deplorables. She was saying he depended on that basket of deplorables for his support. What it showed was something that has been a crucial part of Trump's appeal. And it's something that Biden tried to imitate a little bit on Tuesday night. What was that integral part of Trump's appeal that Biden all of a sudden tried to imitate? It's the idea that people in Washington, the movers and shakers, the elites, the people who went to Ivy League schools and have had every privilege and every advantage, look down on you. That if you're an ordinary, hardworking American, if you don't have a college degree, that's why the Democrats are making a foolish mistake, because right now there are statements, and it's all over the newspapers and all over the analysis, that part of what Biden is trying to do in his tour of swing states following his State of the Union address is to appeal to white people without college degrees. Do white people without college degrees feel particularly proud or empowered because they are lacking what it's not yet a majority, but more and more Americans seem to feel is essential, which is getting a bachelor's degree at some college, a four-year college degree. Does that something that people feel chastened about, or that the idea is that talking about, okay, Biden's going to come out here and attract people with no college degree, it does also communicate an idea of looking down on folks, which is not appropriate, especially when what really is needed, it's just something that Marco Rubio has been very good on, which is alternatives to college degrees, because the entire idea that we are going to be granting untold trillions of dollars to pay off people's college loans, that's already an indication of looking down on, ignoring people who don't go to college, maybe didn't want to go to college, maybe started college but didn't finish. The whole idea that this is a separate group of Americans that you have to treat almost like a separate race or a separate species, that is not an advantageous way for Republicans or for Democrats to campaign. Here's more of what James Carville had to say about what he considers the party of white trash. Listen.
You reach across the aisle and this is what you get sometimes.
Well, first of all, their lust for cutting Social Security and Medicare is well documented. We know that Newt Gingrich shut the government down and, of course, got defeated in the end. We know that George W. Bush tried to privatize Social Security and Medicare. We know that when Paul Ryan was Speaker and John Boehner, they did everything they could to cut Social Security and Medicare. We know that that is their objective. I've heard today the congressman from South Dakota saying that we got to come together and make these cuts. So President Biden is 1,000% right on this. And he's right to press ahead. And I thought he had a great night last night. And the level of white trash in the Republican Party is just staggering. I mean, for somebody that has observed it for a long time, like I have, I've never seen it manifest itself on the level that it's manifesting itself.
Okay, and basically, he was talking about the congressman from South Dakota. He's talking about Dusty Johnson, who is as articulate, a bright, non-white trashy as you could possibly want for. I mean, it's outrageous, James, and it's also outrageous to claim that the Republican Party has been trying to undermine Social Security. What we have been trying to do is to repeat what President Reagan did on a bipartisan basis working with Tip O'Neill, which is to save Social Security. They save Social Security by raising the general retirement age by 2 years, from 65 to 67, to make up for the fact that people were living much, much longer than they lived when Social Security was instituted, when most people were dead by age 65. I mean, really, the idea that that what President Bush was trying to do by giving people choice about putting away personal investment accounts that would earn more interest than they could possibly earn in Social Security. The idea that people think that their Social Security money is being put away somewhere and earning interest that will pay them later, it's not. This is all with the government paying out to Social Security recipients more than they've paid in. And especially when Kevin McCarthy and Donald Trump and everybody else in authority or leadership in the Republican Party has said, no, we are not trying to cut or trim or eliminate or even slow the growth of Social Security. And, of course, this is a sensitive matter because people on Social Security have just had a substantial increase, not based upon a congressional decision, but based upon the level of inflation that was imposed on the American people under the Biden presidency. So coming up, why was Lauren Boebert, who's one of those people I think Carville is speaking about in a very derisive way, why was she so utterly out of control at a congressional hearing? We'll get to that coming up on the MedMed Show. We've all heard the saying, safety in numbers. Well, think again. The IRS, the country's powerful tax collection agency, is on a hiring spree. They're bringing in 87,000 new agents. Now, no taxpayer at any income level is entirely safe from IRS scrutiny or, worse, a dreaded IRS audit. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. How safe are your accumulated savings and wealth from government examination and reach? Owning gold and silver is one of the best ways to keep your wealth in your own hands. Precious metals provide a layer of privacy that's not available through a bank account. When you own precious metals, only you and your dealer have knowledge of your purchase. Now, I buy all of my precious metals from my friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. Nick's been in this industry for 41 years, and he has established a reputation built on trust, transparency, integrity, and fair pricing. Call Nick and his team, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special MedVed history programs, which can be yours free if you join us as a MedHead Plus member. The cost is 22 cents a day for everything. And you have access to over 100 different subjects covered on MedVed History Store programming. Check it out right now. It is a great opportunity. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want, to go ahead and stream it and to listen to it, and commercial free. MedHead Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner, and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Learn a lot, costs, well, very little, 22 cents a day. Join us as a MedHead Plus member as soon as you can.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Promises kept on the Michael Medved show? Well, certainly here. But there's an attempt by the new Republican majority in Congress to keep their promises to investigate, not only to get to the bottom of the Hunter Biden laptop story, but to expose any other foreign influence by President Biden's family, by his sister-in-law and his brother and his uncles and his aunts, so they're reckoned though by dozens. It's going on. There are demands that the Biden relatives turn over all kinds of papers and documentation, and that's fair enough because there is a real problem if the president of the United States, now president of the United States, at any time was trying to sell his influence or to use his influence to get all kinds of foreign money. And these are accusations that have been around for a long time. They will now be investigated fully, especially with this demand for more documentation. The kind of papers, by the way, that President Trump never provided about his multifarious business endeavors. In any event, there was a hearing yesterday for the House Oversight and Accountability Committee, chaired by James R. Comer, about former executives for Twitter. The House Republicans, this reported by the New York Times, House Republicans yesterday summoned former Twitter executives to answer accusations that the social media platform has tried to silence voices on the right. But the hours-long hearing yielded new revelations about how the company failed to limit hateful speech or material that could incite violence, sometimes altering its own rules to avoid doing so. In other words, the Democrats, led by Jamie Raskin, who, because he is battling cancer, and I feel for him, is wearing a sort of blue bandana over his head, Jamie Raskin actually led the fight and suggested that Twitter and other social media companies acted as central organizing and staging grounds for the January 6th violent insurrection against Congress and the vice president. And so there were attacks by Democrats for saying they didn't censor enough, and attacks by Republicans saying they censored too much, and all of it coming down to one of the takeaways, in quotes, from the hearing. President Trump tried to get the model, Kristi Teigen, censored for insulting him. You can't make this stuff up. Anika Collier-Navarroli, who is a former Twitter executive who was a whistleblower during the January 6th investigation, recalled an incident from 2019 when a White House official tried to persuade the Twitter company to delete a tweet by the model Chrissy Teigen. She had insulted Mr. Trump in vulgar terms after he referred to her as filthy mouthed. And what she tweeted was that Mr. Trump was a... Now, I can't say it. It is the kind of thing we're censoring here, and it's not because of threats from the White House or anything else, but it's just... Teigen had tweeted that Mr. Trump was a... And that she used a word for a little kitten, and then she used a word for a donkey, and then she used a word for a female dog. Okay, put it together, right? That's what she said. And Twitter was criticized by the White House because they had failed to censor that. They had let that go out. And they wanted it to come down because it was a derogatory statement directed to the president. She said, Ms. Navarroli added that Twitter often evaluated tweets to see if they contained more than three insults before judging that they had crossed the line into abuse. Twitter declined to delete Ms. Teigen's tweet. Then Twitter changed internal rules to avoid limiting Mr. Trump's tweets. And with all of this going on, Lauren Boebert got pretty excited about her own history with Twitter and being banned from her account. This is clip 8.
Did you shadow ban my account? Yes or no?
Again, not to the best of my recollection.
So the answer is, Mr. Roth, yes, you did. I found out last night from Twitter staff that you suppressed my account for this tweet. It's 8. It's a freaking joke about Hillary Clinton being angry that she couldn't rig her election. It's a joke. But in response, being the sinister overlords that you all are, you placed a 90-day account filter so I could not be found. And now we see here that Twitter staff said the visibility filter on my account excluded me from top searches, prevented notifications for non-followers, and much more. This is considered an aggressive visibility filter. You silenced members of Congress from communicating with their constituents. You silenced me from communicating with the American people over a freaking joke. Now, who the hell do you think that you are?
Okay, she concluded her remarks with a strong comparison. Listen.
Election interference? Yeah, I would say that that was taking place because of you four sitting here. The Hunter Biden laptop story was suppressed. A sitting member of Congress was suppressed. A sitting president was banned from Twitter. You know, I bet that Putin is sitting in the Kremlin wishing he had as much election interference as you four here today.
Okay, Lauren Boebert, obviously feeling very much slighted because of her temporary interruption on Twitter. Honestly, given the fact that virtually none of these people they're talking about are still in positions of authority in Twitter, it's an entirely differently run company under Elon Musk who bought it. There's a new poll. A majority of Americans believe that Republicans will spend too much time investigating President Joe Biden and not enough time on other priorities, according to new data from the NBC News poll. 55% of adults share that sentiment, while 31% of adults believe the GOP will strike the right balance, and 11% say the GOP won't spend enough time on investigating Biden. Let me say, I think they're going to spend plenty of time investigating Biden. And the idea of investigating former Twitter executives, is this genuinely. By the way, one of the biggest charges against Twitter was that the FBI had actually ordered them to block any articles or to block any mentions of the New York Post article about the Hunter Biden and the laptop. They denied that they had any contact at all with the FBI. The former executives testified that while the decision was in part a reaction to public FBI warnings about possible Russian misinformation, the government had not directly pressured the social media platform to block the article, a central accusation leveled by Republicans. I am aware of no unlawful collusion with or direction from any government agency or political campaign on how Twitter should have handled the Hunter Biden laptop situation, testified James Baker, Twitter's former deputy general counsel. A representative, Jim Jordan of Ohio, Republican, of course, and the chair of the Judiciary Committee, said he believed Twitter executives had been looking for a reason to censor the article before the election because they were biased. He cited a tweet from one executive that compared members of the Trump administration to Nazis. I think you guys got played, Mr. Jordan said. I think you guys wanted to take it down. I think you guys got played by the FBI. The FBI is also being investigated separately. I'll tell you something else that has been investigated with some stunning new information, which is new evidence that medical evidence about the dangers of marijuana and how it actually endangers you very directly if you use marijuana regularly, if you're going to get anesthetic during some kind of medical procedure like an endoscopy or anything else. We will be talking about that and about the fact that there are going to be more people using marijuana than alcohol very soon in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.